Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, damn, son, at least you got weekends free now. Better download Hinge.
It's time for Little Victories.
No!
With Ellie and DZ.
It's not a commercial. I hope you're still here. Somebody went, oh, they're going to commercial. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
And then they hear, your wife filed for divorce? What is going on Kiss FM?
What is Nicolay doing? I thought he was personal injury. I mean, you could get hurt in a divorce.
You could. You guys, it is officially a new feature. A new feature on Ally and DZ, Little Victories. Starting and ending the show with Little Victories every day because we need them in our lives. It's a scary, dark world out there sometimes.
Everything can and may go wrong in the middle of your day, so why not start and end it with a little victory?
Little Victories. Mm-hmm. So, DZ, what's your little victory of the day?
My little victory happened just very early this morning.
What?
So at 5-something this morning, I texted our daycare lady.
Why?
Completely inappropriate. Telling her that the boys will be there until my wife can pick them up because I've got back-to-back Bucks games. So I'm busy today. On those days, I got to hit it from here to go get my stuff ready.
Your wife picks up the kids instead of you.
Exactly. I normally go after the show, woo, go get them, spend the rest of the day with them until my wife gets home.
Like I used to do when mine were little. Right. I feel you so hard on that.
Because daycare's expensive.
So wait, so you text the dear daycare lady at 5 a.m.
5-something. I'm talking about very early this morning, and I completely think it's an inappropriate fashion. Mm-hmm. I meant to text my wife that I was going to text our daycare lady later in the morning
to let her know, and you instead texted
the daycare lady. Shout out Juana, our daycare lady. But I was like, oh my, as soon as I realized, I was like, woo, thank Lord for the unsend button. I unsent it.
Oh, I was about to go, where's the little victory here? I was wondering where we were going with this. The unsent is a victory.
And then I had to retext because now I would have looked weird saying, I was like, well, Juana, hi, good morning. We're going to be leaving the boys late. You know, just wanted to let you know. Sorry for texting you so inappropriately early, but we appreciate you. We love you. Bye.
You texted her, then you untexted her, then you
retexted her. Yep.
What is wrong with you?
Well, the true little victory is that now she at least knows that the boys are going to be there.
The victory is she's aware.
No, she's aware.
And she knew by 5 a.m. today when you woke her up. Oh, DZ.
Da-da-da-da.
All the woman needs is sleep and you're texting her.
Little victories.
Well, my little victory of the day is that for weeks, my Apple Watch has been disconnected from my phone. And I fought with myself. I fought with the watch. I passed Verizon 17 times. I passed the Apple Store 25 times and I still didn't go in. But the other day, I did enough research that I figured out how to unpair and repair my watch.
Ooh.
And after weeks of being mad about it, it's fixed.
So fixed?
You are fixed and I'm fixed.
And you're
today.
Fixed. And you fixed yourself.
And I fixed myself.
Look at you all tech savvy over there. That's another little victory on top of a little victory.
Don't call me old, okay?
Little victory alley. What?
This is how we're starting the show every day now. Mm-hmm. Little victories. Let's go. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ally and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It is November 12th. We made it almost to the middle of November and I blinked. What?
Don't remind me what day it is, dog.
Why? Because tomorrow's...
Just stop. Okay. Just stop. Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. So, yesterday was Veterans Day.
Yes.
So, the show was not fully the show yesterday.
Nope.
But we had the day off. It's a company holiday, as it should be, to honor all the veterans.
That's right.
So,
I mean, salute. Can I say
salute.
That?
Shout out to all our veterans and all the veterans and our regulars as well. Destiny. You know, we have multiple veterans around us. And
plenty.
I know you guys are listening. So, thank you for your service. We weren't here to let you do shout outs yesterday and we're not starting today, but you know we appreciate you
and love y'all. You know what it is.
And then today we're back now to finish out the week, and tomorrow's a big day.
Tomorrow we got a 1-year-old dog. Oh my goodness.
My god, Danny's gonna be one,
which is it isn't our first, it's just our latest, but you know what I'm saying, it's just a big whoa. How are we here so fast?
The second kid. And it's funny when I say that Danison's turning one, people always go, wait, the baby's one already?
What? Right.
And they go, didn't she just have the baby? I'm like, no, she didn't.
No, it's been 12 months, actually.
It's been 12, a long time.
12 exact months. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've had a whole lot of discussions with the, come on.
Wild.
It goes so quick, right?
Tomorrow's
your one-year-old's birthday.
Yeah, tomorrow is our one-year-old's birthday.
November
13th. Ooh, Monumentous Day.
Are you excited? You already did the party.
Yeah, well, tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, it's more of a low-key situation, but we're trying to see if we can do something special for the evening for the one-year-old. Well, I mean, certain experiences are cool to experience as a one-year-old, even though you ain't never going to remember
it. I was going to say, a lot of their birthdays for us at that age, but happy birthday to your baby.
Thank you.
Now you're going to have a 1- and 3-year-old.
Oh, Lord, y'all.
Lord!
Y'all just cross your fingers, your toes, pray, whatever y'all got to do for us. Just any higher being, y'all just keep a lookout for us, okay?
We will. I am dying to tell you about the weekend.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even know where to start. From all of the goodies that I was handed to give you, we were active this weekend. From the birthday party that featured people from this show.
And so much more.
Where do we start?
I think we start here.
Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The question of the day is always, what'd you do this weekend when we come back from the weekend? We were off for Veterans Day. Shout out to all the veterans. Thank you for your service.
Yo.
And I just want to say that this weekend was wild for this show. Do we have enough time to get to the things I have to tell you?
I don't even know if I'm going to have time to say what I did, because you got to take so long to say what you did.
You do have time, but I have to tell you, and the listeners are going to love this. Started with Santino in Sheboygan, his birthday party. I wrote it down. I don't know why I'm waving it at you. Santino's party was a blast.
Yeah.
This guy threw a birthday party at the Journeyman, at the Outsider at the Journeyman Hotel downtown. The Outsider is this beautiful rooftop bar that we love to frequent. Turns out Santino used to do security there.
Really?
And has the hook up at one of the hardest bars to get a table at.
Oh, snap. So, look at him with the flex in the mirror.
I said, Santino, I didn't know you used to work here. And he's like, I bounce from time to time.
Every now and again. I feel like I might have known that about him, but I can't pinpoint it for sure.
It was beautiful. They were, even though it was his birthday, they were like, can I get you anything? Here's another table. I mean, they were
They just kept bringing tables for Santino?
When you know a guy, it's more than accommodating.
Hey, he used to be the guy. Think about it. So now you take care of the guy when the guy come back.
Yeah. So shout out to everyone at the Outsider at the Journeyman.
I'm sorry I missed it, man.
Well, you couldn't come. You were at a wedding.
Yeah, we were at a wedding.
Everybody was like, where's DZ? I'm like, DZ is at a wedding. He is definitely not coming. And even Santino was like, I can't believe you came. I'm like, I pulled up. You pull up to my spot, I pull up to your birthday.
And I appreciate the video y'all sent me too, because everybody hit me with the whippa.
We were drinking a lot by then. We sent a video. Where
I could tell.
But we missed you a lot at Santino's birthday. Bella in Kenosha showed up.
Yep.
Kelly in Sussex came with me. And Lisa in Sheboygan as well showed up, because her and Santino, they're good friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's a hodgepodge. Nice little sham slight that I'm going to have to repeat, because I missed it and I got FOMO.
We had so much fun and you had a good time. And then I want to end with, because again, we have to get to what you did this weekend, DZ. Then on Sunday morning, I got up and I didn't close Walski's. I opened it, because the famous bumper sticker is, I closed Walski's. No, Allie opened it. I opened the bar and I went to be a judge for a costume contest they had during a golden tee tournament. Shout out Shelly, who bartends on Thursdays at Walski's.
That part.
And when we left, I got a Walski sweatshirt, but I didn't want you to have the same one as me. So
we can't be twins. Wow. I'm going to have to go get my own hoodie and then match you. Wow.
Dude, when I say I was in the back room of Walski's, like, it was a Milwaukee
You
experience.
Ran the back room?
It was a Milwaukee experience. There was olives.
Allie,
there was bowling shirts.
You stole all of this stuff, didn't you?
There was a toilet in the middle of the room. It was so Milwaukee, dude.
I can't take any of that, man. You robbed them people. I'm not incriminating myself with you. I'm not taking any of that stuff.
Well, they sent a bowling shirt for you, which says Walski's on it.
That's That's lit.
They gave you an I Close Walski's bumper sticker.
They gave me two of them bad boys.
And more importantly, if you haven't been to Walski's on the East Side, get yourself there.
For real.
The most important thing Shelly wanted to make sure you got was a bib for Danny, your son, that says,
"Drinking is messy, Walski's."
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Walski's Tavern, bro.
There you go.
Oh, plug, bro.
It was the most Milwaukee morning I've ever had at Walski's on the East Side, picking out a bowling shirt next to a can of olives in a back room by a toilet.
You got me the kit. There's a bib that I'm probably going to use more than Danny, the shirt, the hats, the stickers. But what isn't in there?
Here's an interesting piece of Milwaukee history you might not know. Walski's is never allowed, they have to keep it in the family. They're never allowed to sell. Mm. It is grandfathered in with the city of Milwaukee, according to Shelley.
Okay.
Because of the playground right next door and the school right next door, they have to keep it in the family and they are not allowed to own it.
They can't sell it to anybody.
Grandfathered in with the city of Milwaukee, according to Shelley.
So what happens if, like, knock on wood, fingers crossed,
nobody had kids and then there was no family
or
left?
Or if somebody just doesn't want to. You know what I mean?
I don't think they have a choice.
Somebody better want to. Let me tell you that.
You're inheriting a bar, whether you like it or not.
I actually like that. Yeah. Somebody's going to run this bad boy.
I just went off for a while about my weekend.
But I love it. It was busy.
It was a very busy weekend involving people on this show, so I had to tell all that. What did you do?
You should have been there.
Because I know you had.
I should have been there.
But you had stuff.
I know. I was busy too, bro.
And what'd
but
you
I
do?
FOMO, man. Well, in between working so many Bucks games, literally, we're on a home stretch right now.
The Bucks are on fire, and DZ's one of the entertainment hosts, if you didn't know that. Yeah.
In game, Hodge, Mr. Hype, Hi, what up?
My therapist saw you at one of the games. She goes, "He did so good." I go, "I know. I know he did." She goes, "He didn't see me and he doesn't know me, but I saw him."
And so many people will hit me up and say something like that. And I'm like, "Bro, just come up.
Yep.
Just say what's
say
up."
Say hi at the Bucks game.
"You're busy." Oh, yeah. And I'm like, I get it. You're right. I am busy. But,
so how many games did you have? Two?
One, two.
You had Friday and Sunday.
Thursday, Friday, three.
Thursday, Friday, and
there's
Sunday.
There's a few.
And then you had a wedding in between the
in
middle
between
of
that.
All that.
And I just got to say, because that's my man's. That's been my dog since high school. I'm talking about, this is the guy that I've been kicking it with 4 years straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, all through high school. He drove me from junior year through senior year. It was actually like the end of sophomore year, technically. So I'm capping. He drove me for basically
two and
a half years because we live so close. Oh, he'd school me in the morning.
That's quite a relationship when you ride to school
every
together.
Morning. Mm-hmm. Every morning. Me and my guy, Josh Dust, man. So he got married to his beautiful wife, Sarah, over the weekend. And shout out to them, man, because that, like I said, it's somebody I actually haven't connected with in a while, but seeing him was so great, seeing his family was
amazing.
Was
the wedding back in Gurnee where you grew up, or was it here?
This was the Milwaukee wedding.
This was the Milwaukee destination wedding?
Yeah, we kicked
Shut
it at,
up.
Dog, so it was
Shut
at up. It was at St. James over by Marquette,
uh-huh.
The wedding.
Yeah.
It was beautiful church. We walked in and we was like, oh my God, can we get our kids baptized here? Wow.
I think I've been to a wedding there. It's phenomenal.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's
church.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Go
church.
On, yeah.
Kicked it over to Drink Wisconsinly in front of Fiserv in the Deer District.
Yep.
For a little shum slide in between.
Thank God I didn't know you guys were downtown because we would have crashed your wedding.
I was about to hit you.
We would have crashed
that wedding
so hard.
There were so many other people there. It was open to the public. Y'all could have pulled up and I was about to hit you, bro. When I say we're right here with it, I was about to go,
we were blocks apart on a Saturday.
Drink Wisconsin Blade Dog. Drink Wisconsin Blade.
Next thing you know, me and 17 people show up.
They would have been so mad.
So then you guys went to Drink Wisconsinly right by the Deer District. And then what?
And then after, it was a whole Wisconsin wedding because then guess what? After we went all the way up to Port to the Bog.
You went to Port Washington? You went 30 miles?
For the reception.
What the hell?
It was wild. They really love Wisconsin. Oh, they live in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. So
that's cool.
And they love Milwaukee in particular.
Yeah.
So we did the whole thing over here. Went up to the Bog, had a great night.
Wow.
Beautiful barn wedding. I mean, I'm talking about everything was perfection.
Nice.
Every corner, something to do. Three photo booths. They had a live painter. They had somebody sketching people. I can't even tell you everything they had.
Because this is another topic for another day. When we talk about that weddings have become an amusement park, we'll talk about that another day on the show.
And I was entertained.
It's like if you don't have enough to do at a wedding, you're not putting on a wedding anymore.
No, that's a big fact.
You got to have a tattoo station.
They had a tattoo station. Oh my mama. Oh my dad.
I was trying to be funny.
Listen, oh my dad.
I was trying to be funny.
Look, right hand up. up on my day.
I believe you because I see your hand in the air. This is wild. So DZ had a Destination Milwaukee wedding
Loved
and
it.
Three Bucks games. I opened Walski's on the east side. And I went to Santino and Sheboygan's birthday party. Lit. This was a jam-packed weekend for this show in this city, in this state, let me tell you.
And by the way, it's the question of the day.
So anyway, enough about us. What'd you guys do this weekend?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
It was a jam-packed Veterans Day weekend around this radio station. Kristen and Delavan, though, said her soon-to-be ex moved all his stuff out of her house this past weekend. Woohoo!
Good for you.
So she wrote and she texted in.
Okay. Kristen going to want to keep listening because I'm going to have something for her later on today.
Carl, who listens on the Odyssey app in Indianapolis, he was in Milwaukee this weekend to hang out with friends. He was at his parents in Cedar Lake, and then he didn't go to the Bucks game on Sunday. I guess he wanted to. Sorry, Carl.
Well, there's plenty more games because there's one today and there's one tomorrow, my boy.
Well, let's start with Nick in Waukesha this morning talking about what you did this weekend. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, guys. Wepa.
Wepa, wepa. What's good?
What'd you do?
Hung out with my daughter, which, by the way, she says hi. So Izzy's at Waukesha West High School.
Oh.
She's probably trying to listen right now.
Shout out Izzy at Waukesha. You said Waukesha West?
Yeah.
I thought it was just north and south. I learned there's a west, too?
And an east, probably,
there's
now?
There's a west, yeah. No, there's no east. It's just west.
Oh, see?
Dang, they just said forget the east.
I knew there was a Waukesha north. I knew there was a Waukesha south. It's all coming together. Okay.
I graduated from north, so.
Nice.
Ah, rival schools. Boom.
Well, awesome. Well, shout out to your daughter.
Yeah, we hung out this weekend, her and I did. And then on Veterans Day, I took her and I to Olive Garden. We went to dinner, had a little fun.
Nick, I'm not giggling at you. I'm giggling that I haven't had breadsticks and salad in a hot minute.
Ooh,
not going to lie.
As soon as you said it, I didn't even think salad.
I had the endless soup, salad, and breadsticks. Yeah, that's
Nick,
what I had.
Nick, when I say I make a keto zuppa Toscana that is phenomenal, I use turnips and they taste just like potatoes.
Mwah, chef's kiss. Jinx. Double jinx.
Okay, Nick, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Peace, man. I think he was on day two.
He might have been.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, tomorrow's day three, big dog.
Now that I'm thinking about soup in this weather. I'm not thinking about his days.
We had soup last night. It was nice.
Yummy. Audrey is next, one of our regulars from Racine, but we call her Audrey from Retroit. A mixture of Detroit and Racine.
You know what it is.
Audrey!
Good morning!
Morning.
Good morning, Audrey. Listen, tell us about your weekend.
So let's just start it off with Friday. Number 10.
DZ doesn't know.
What? Number 10 what?
People don't know.
DZ, come on.
What?
I got
Tell him.
Number 10 for the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, really?
Dude.
Wait. I just got to get you for the one time.
Let me explain this to our listeners. Last week, we were giving away a trip to see the Black Eyed Peas in Vegas.
Yep.
Audrey was our fifth qualifier on Friday after the show.
Lit.
She got in during Julia's show. And so one of those five is going to win that. Audrey's one of five. Now, I don't know who won. I don't know when they're pulling, but we're dying to know now.
Fingers crossed for Retroit. You feel me? Well, fingers crossed for everybody. Yeah, but you know, a little special for you right now.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
And then Saturday kind of took a turn. I had to take my baby daddy to the hospital. He broke his hand.
Oh,
I've been there.
Well,
Is it a boxer fracture?
Now he's not going to be able to help. Damn it.
Yeah, it was actually his weekend, too.
Wait, you guys are split up, and this is great. You took
working
him?
Relationship, baby.
Damn.
Yeah. I just want to make sure the kid, like, we have two big kids. Like, my 7-month-old is 25 pounds. And my 2-year-old is almost 50, so kind of need your hand to
hold. You need both,
God.
And a third, hopefully.
Big babies. Okay, so she took her baby daddy to the hospital. What a weekend! Mm-hmm. After she almost won a trip.
I hate to ask what's next, but like,
no, we're
dang.
Good. We're good. You know what? I've heard enough.
Go back to the winning. Go back to Friday.
Bye,
Audrey.
Bye. Have a great day.
You
bye.
Too. Love.
Michelle in Kenosha texted in, said I cleaned out cupboards and drawers. I know, very exciting. Just call me a party animal.
Wow, it was a wild weekend for you.
Ooh. All right, last but not least, Karen's in Tishigan, our girl.
Morning, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hey.
Woo.
Morning, how are ya?
We're good, getting back into it, long weekend vibes. What'd you do? Talk to us.
What's up?
Well, Not as exciting as your guys' weekend, but on Sunday it was kind of nice because my husband's Uncle Bob had his 90th birthday, and they threw a big birthday party for him at a bar in Germantown. And it was really nice because we haven't seen anybody since, like, my husband's dad passed away. Aww. So it's been, like, 6 years. So it was really nice to see a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while.
Shout out Uncle Bob getting down in his 90s. Yeah.
Nothing feels
better. Big 9-0.
Nothing feels better than seeing people you've known forever that you haven't seen in a long time. And you just pick up like you never left off.
Exactly.
You know, you just right where you were.
Yeah, it was really nice. 90 it was really nice.
That was the number I wore my freshman year in college at Lakeland.
90?
Yeah, Shout out Uncle Bob, bro. Yeah.
Uncle Bob.
Karen, we appreciate you.
Bye, Karen.
Okay, have a great day.
Love you.
I love it when they say love you.
Just warms your heart.
We love you too.
Wait.
You know what I want to do quick. Can I do it quick?
Okay.
Please, before we start, what would DZ do?
Yeah, of course, man. Come on, dog. I'm down for it. Run it.
Okay, so there's a new feature, and I'm sorry, we just found out they weren't working on Friday, but now I'm getting all of our messages.
Mm-hmm.
You can send us a message on the Odyssey app, which, by the way, new contest up, sending you to see Taylor Swift again by listening on the Odyssey app.
Cue to fall out. Yeah, you can go say tag.
That started now. Mm-hmm. Officially, you listen for an hour on the Odyssey app. You're entered to win that trip to see the Eras Tour.
AUDACY. Download it, y'all. Listen to us there. It's the easiest way.
It is. And then when you listen, you can also send us a voice message on the Listen Live page, and it comes directly to DZ and I.
That part.
So off the air, we're playing a song, and I'm going through our messages this morning. And are you ready for the one we just got?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. Come on.
You guys, it's Sammy. It's your son. And oh my God. Okay, here it is.
Hola.
Papa.
Papa.
Y Ali.
Ali.
Te quiero mucho.
Mucho.
Buenos días.
Día.
Ciao, papi, te quiero mucho.
She's like, E. Ali. He's like, Ali.
Ali? His little Colombian accent.
Sammy.
Heart melt.
Papa.
My heart, Mel.
So in Sammy's eyes, our show is called Papa E. Ali.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, no, it's always Ali Faye first, and then Papa.
It's fine.
I guarantee, bro, it's the Ali first.
You're his dad. You can be first.
I'm not. You think I'm playing.
Wait, you're not his dad?
No, I am his dad. I'm just not first.
Okay.
You are.
Well, it's because I bring him toys, and I tell him how perfect he is, okay?
You're not wrong.
Send us a voice message. We see them all, and I love it that Sammy sent one in this morning. My heart melted.
I know, bro.
Okay, are we ready for what would DZ do?
No.
Okay, let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Okay, his name is Gavin. And
yeah.
He sent us a message, which you can always do on the show.
I'm going to give my boy a nickname. We're going to call him Gav.
Gav.
Okay. Gav.
What's the problem, Gav?
Well, Gav's ex ain't letting up.
His ex isn't letting
his
up.
His ex is not letting up.
Oh.
Gav says, hey, guys. So my girlfriend and I broke up basically a month ago. After dating for 4 months, I've had friends recently come up and tell me that she's been telling people we haven't actually broken up, and that we're just working things out. Although she's the one who technically broke up with me.
Mm.
We haven't even really talked recently.
Mm.
What does this mean? I'm really a mess right now, and I need answers. I'm not even sure if I would want to get back with her, though it would be easy to just get back to the way we were.
Mm.
Our relationship wasn't bad. It just ended suddenly, and I didn't feel like I even had the chance to ask anything or fight for it. What should I do? Gav.
Mm.
Well, Gav.
Okay, wait. So they broke
What's
up.
What's that face about?
Because they broke up a month ago.
Yeah.
And now she's telling people they didn't actually break. I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
That alone I'm confused by.
I'm not.
Oh, go on.
Yeah.
Go on. What does that mean?
Well, just let me take another deep sigh.
I don't get it. I'll do it with you.
Thank you.
What the hell?
Third one for good measure. Everybody together.
I'm trying to understand what's... So basically, they broke up, and now she's telling people that they're still together. Yep. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't even know if I want to get back together. I mean, we haven't even talked. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oof.
Yeah, this is weird.
See, listen, I don't necessarily need to understand the dynamic of your relationship. And sometimes you just feel certain things about certain, you know, situations. Mm-hmm. And I got things standing out on the page here about what Gav wrote in.
Okay.
Saying our relationship wasn't bad, it just ended suddenly. You didn't have a chance to ask or fight. Mm-hmm. Why was she so quick and so pressing to say it is just over?
Why did she end it?
And not give you a chance. Mm-hmm. That's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Unless it was a deal breaker for her. But
sure.
That makes no sense, her coming back.
Her coming back.
Right?
Because or telling people that they're not actually broken up.
I will say I have nixed off people when mm-hmm. they have done things that are deal breakers mm-hmm. for me. And then it's like, we're not talking about this because that's a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. So that's the only time where I'm like, there's no need for a discussion.
Exactly.
But the fact that, okay, but this is not that.
And
that's
I mean,
why I'm confused.
And I get it. He's saying that their relationship wasn't bad. I just got to tell you, my boy, that you better be comfortable with the things I'm about to say to you next. That means that in that 4-month period, she may have not been necessarily 100% loyal to you.
That's what somebody texted
She
in?
Might have been rocking with somebody else, meaning that somebody else piqued her interest. She whopped the bammed and thank you, ma'am, dipped, mm-hmm. went to the next man's, and then all of a sudden realized that play over there wasn't the way she wanted to shake. Let me break it down for you. She left you for another dude, mm-hmm. now realizes that dude is probably basura, trash, garbage, and is going,
Gav, oh, no.
Gabby boy, baby, I want you back. I don't think that's the move.
And our listeners agree. Somebody said she left him for a dude. It didn't work. And now she's trying to backtrack, in my mm-hmm. opinion, is what we got. Is same text. That they thought the same thing.
So,
yes.
If you're comfortable with that context behind you, I think you can go back into the situation and straight up ask. Because this is what I feel is going on. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, now on the back end, if she does want to talk,
yeah.
you got the full floor to ask. Mm-hmm. And as fellas, you don't necessarily always feel like you have that floor because you want to walk delicately.
Mm.
You want to walk in support and not necessarily come off as antagonistic or, right? You just want to keep things kosher, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep the girl happy, mm-hmm. right? So he might not feel like he had the ground to ask, but now you fully do.
Yeah.
Now the ball's in your court. And if you do necessarily want her back, I think there's a way you can have her back.
Why would you want back a girl that's telling people you're together when you broke up? That alone is weird. That's just weird.
She clearly was trying to play the field without letting people know she was mm-hmm. playing the field and it didn't work out. That's why she said, no, we never technically broke up. We're just working things out. She's keeping you in her pocket.
You see this text. You guys got to sign your names just because I'm nosy like that.
Please, no, so, please do. That's
I
way
love
better.
It. People text. Somebody texted in and said, girl sounds wishy-washy. She's mm-hmm. going to mess with his head and feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you're okay with that, it's okay. Listen, I'm not the one to tell you what to do with your love. I'm just the one to tell you what I think about the situation. What would I do? I'd let her skate. Let her be.
In fairness, mm-hmm. they dated for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're figuring it out.
Maybe
on some other planet, she just made a mistake. But she's got to say that. She
sure.
can't go date somebody else, feel like it didn't work out, and then come back and be
that's
like,
great.
Oh, we're still together. Because that's weird.
Great point.
That's weird.
That's
from
weird.
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So Gav wrote into What Would DZ Do?
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know what to do with this.
X ain't letting up. I feel like people have been here before, man.
Yeah, I guess.
If my advice ain't the advice you like, Gav, I'm sure our listeners going to hold you down.
Your advice was give her a chance?
Nah, if you feel like you could fight for it and you want to, mm-hmm. bet. Because that's the fight you're going to have to fight, another dude. Otherwise, I think let her go, let her skate, let it be. But, you know, if it's for you, it's for you. What would I do? That's not it. Mm-hmm. Keep it pushing, man. But mm-hmm. if you love her, man, take her back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait to see what everybody else says next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so we have text about Gavin.
Okay.
Or Gav. And Angelo texted and said, great song choice after What Would DZ Do, Creepin'.
are you caught that?
I caught that too. You guys are wild. And then Michelle in Menominee Falls said, Metro Boomin' after What Would DZ Do? Mwah, chef's kiss.
Am I petitious? Maybe. Do y'all love me? Yeah.
Danielle and Butler said, Gavin needs to run. So, to recap, recap. Gavin wrote into the show and he dated a girl for 4 months.
Yep.
And then
she suddenly broke up. She broke up with him suddenly, probably aggressively. No, I'm making that up. But said she didn't give him a chance to ask anything or fight for it. Mm-hmm. Right? Says he's a mess. He doesn't even know if he would want her back, even though it would be easy. Yeah. Yada, yada. Y'all know what I thought, but.
Well, let's go to the phones and find out what everybody else thinks. We'll start with our girl, Kelly in Sussex. Kelly!
Good morning.
Good morning. I dragged her to Santino and Sheboygan's birthday party this weekend, which was a good time.
I'm sure you had to twist her arm.
I know. She didn't mind. We had a great time. It was so fun. So, Kelly, what do you think Gav should do?
Well, I think she broke up with him suddenly because she wanted to see if the grass was greener on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And now she's keeping her options open.
Dragging him along and keeping him on a leash.
So y'all think it's going to keep happening?
Yes.
I figured, man, she went, saw the grass wasn't greener and was like, man, I'm coming back to rock with you.
But she's going to do it again, don't you think?
I was thinking, hopefully not. Hopefully not. Bro. If you're coming back.
Well, Kelly, DZ doesn't date. He's much more positive than us.
I've been married for 30 years, y'all. My whole life. Since I was one.
You might as well have been
at this rate, for real, dog.
I think she'll do it again.
Okay.
And she's just stringing him along. Mm. I think he needs to have a talk with her and be like, hey, it's done, and he needs to move along.
Jinx. Dang it. We're not doing this again.
Sorry. All right. Okay, Kelly, good advice. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You have a good day.
Thank you, too.
Bye. Peace, fam.
All right. So Bella in Kenosha texted in, and she said, Gav, but did you ask her back then the reason for breakup? I'm confused how y'all have not talked about it, and now this. This is weird.
He's saying they haven't even talked recently.
It's weird. Probably should just keep her moving. Love, Bella. I agree.
Think it's too weird?
Yeah.
Not gonna work? I mean, and I don't actually know how old they are. We have no clue. Didn't say age. But if you're young, think about it. Put it like this. If this is like a high school relationship, then it becomes a lot more childish. If you're in more college stages, it's more annoying.
Yeah.
If you're in your post-grad 20s and 30s, no.
Yeah.
That's not what we're doing here.
This is too immature for somebody that
way,
age.
Way too immature.
You should have enough life experience. I support that.
You know what I'm saying?
At this point, you shouldn't be acting like that.
So I guess without age, I can't give it proper context. We assuming they're our age, grown.
So someone who dates in their 40s, example, I say, well, if I ghost you, it's because you had a deal breaker.
Yeah.
So I'm saying then if you come back, then you look like the clown, right?
True.
So you see where I'm saying? Like, if you just cut somebody off, that's a bad sign.
True.
Either way, you know, whether it's a communication issue or a deal breaker.
Either way, y'all do have to have a full conversation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these What Would DZ Do's end up being about conversations that people do not want to have.
Dude, Darcia wrote in, once a cheater, always a cheater. We don't even know if she cheated.
She just broke up with him.
We don't even know, you guys.
She might have broke up with him so that she didn't cheat. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, and again, going back to the age thing. Mm-hmm. If they're young, if they're fresh out of high school or maybe 18 in high school, you could get us another go.
Figure it out.
Maybe y'all are cute together, man.
Okay, well, Grace texted in and she said, Gavin should not go back. Personally, I wouldn't do that. It just sounds like a mess waiting to happen because what if she does it again?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hearing what y'all are saying with the she's probably going to do it again thing.
Let's go to Heather in Shorewood this morning. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. It's definitely not hot in here. Hi.
I always feel like it's hot in here.
just you, girl. Goofball. Just you. All right, Heather.
I actually have a different perspective.
Ooh, lay it on us.
It may not be cheating. She may have broken up with him, got back to one of her friends, and one of her friends was like, I heard you broke up with Gavin. And she's like, oh, no, we didn't break up. We're just working shit out.
Heather.
Okay, so you're just working stuff out and not really necessarily wanting to break up. Then why do you think she broke up with him in the first place?
Heather thinks that basically they didn't ever break up, and that in her mind they were working it out the whole time. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, geez. Okay, then I'm more
saying
confused than ever.
A friend heard and is like, why did you break up with Gavin? He's such a good guy. So she...
She wanted it.
The shiny toy and went, no, that's my man's.
The territorial.
The territorial.
Possessive.
And she's waiting waiting for him to start dating other people to say, oh, yeah, we broke up because he cheated on me.
Okay, well, that's
that is manipulation top tier, bro.
Major manipulation.
Yeah.
Oh, my Heather. Whoa.
That's a lot.
That could be what happened.
I mean, any of these theories are.
I love it when we go to dark places on the show, you lunatics.
I hate to say I see it, but I see it.
Well, because of course, because people are, come on.
The world is wild.
Yvette wrote in Waukesha and said she found someone else she was interested in and thought she had a chance. And then when she realizes that she doesn't, for whatever reasons, maybe the other guys aren't into her, that she, whatever. Now, if she said if it was Gavin, she'd still play the field too, but give her a chance. Oh, like data. What's the point?
Well, if he wants, Gavin, dog, Gav could do whatever he wants if he wants to say, yeah, but we ain't exclusive. You know
Gavin
what I'm saying?
Needs to run.
On that note.
Either way.
Okay, run. Ah, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ, and it's a fresh new week.
Yep.
And we have a fresh new crop of voice messages.
A fresh new crop.
And you guys, when I cannot wait to play one from our IT guy's mom. I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't even care. I'm saying it now, man.
You saying it now?
He was on Am I the Jerk last week. I'm putting him out there.
Shout out Ed.
Shout out Eddie. And his mom actually sent us a message. Well, sent him a message about Am I the Jerk from Boston.
Eduardo's mom hit us up.
You guys, this is so funny. But let's start at the top. You can now log into the Odyssey app, listen to us on the app, be entered to win a trip to see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, by the way.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, baby.
We have a new contest. Listen for an hour on the Odyssey app. You'll be entered to win those tickets. And trust me, everybody wants those.
You're welcome.
But when you're listening to 103.7 Kiss FM right on the app, you can see it says send us a voice message.
It does. It could be a microphone for some people.
Ah, so let's start with Carissa, who actually sent this yesterday, DZ, on Veterans Day.
Okay.
And we're just getting to it today. Here she is.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. This is Carissa from Racine. This is like my millionth time recording this voice message, so hopefully this is the one. Happy Veterans Day to our vets. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service. I'm also calling because it's my birthday today. I am 35, and I don't know if you guys take song requests.
No.
But if you can, play Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan.
Love it, but no.
Oh, right, she's your favorite.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I just look forward to the two of you and your banter and all the laughs provide. So thank you for all that you do and the entertainment and positive vibes.
I'm not crying. You are.
And my little ones on the way to school.
Aw, that was nice.
Much
love back to you, Carissa.
And a happy belated birthday to you, Carissa.
That was so nice. And then look at this. We got a new one this morning. Here's a new voice message from our app, DZ. It's your wife and your son, Sammy.
Play it.
I'm going to cry. Play it. Oh, my God. It's so cute. Okay, listen.
Hola. Papa.
Ali.
Mucho.
I love her. She goes, take care of mucho.
Mucho.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still in that. Ciao, papi. Ciao.
I love Sammy. And I love that when I'm with him. Sometimes I don't know if he's speaking Spanish or English, but I just go with whatever he says.
The answer is yes.
Because you know, you can't understand a three-year-old half the time anyway.
And honestly, it is mostly it is mostly Spanish.
I love that.
Yeah, it's primarily Spanish.
Oh, he said hola. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. I go.
Hola.
Papa. Oh. Sorry, I just want to eat Sammy up. And tomorrow is your one-year-old's first birthday.
Dennison, our youngest baby, turns one,
on November 13th.
Hooey, how do we get here?
I don't know. Before we get to the really funny one from our IT guy's parents, here's one more. This is anonymous. I don't know why she put it anonymous.
Good morning, Wepa, que la que hay.
Que lo que?
I just want to say that you two are amazing. You get me through my morning day when I'm doing Lyft. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
you guys are great.
She left another one another day, I feel like. It's the same girl, but I'm into it,
hey,
man.
Y'all could just keep leaving us messages. Go ahead, run it up. We the new voice chat. What's up? What's up, chat?
And now for the gold star of voicemails, you guys, because this actually was a voicemail left for our IT guy, because he quit his band and he quit over a text, and we decided to light him up on Am I the Jerk last week for quitting his band over a text. And
Eduardo,
Eddie moved here from Boston. You guys ready for this? Welcome to his parents leaving a voicemail. You ready for after they listened to the segment?
Hi Ed, Mom, I just listened to the broadcast, and I have to say that I am so happy to hear that people, you know, agreed with me that it was a jerk move. I mean, you know.
The consensus was he wasn't a jerk.
No, Pops. No. Just because a few bitter girls from the Midwest decided that it wasn't a jerk move does not make it right.
It was 50-50.
Well, I make it 51. I make it 51%. Yeah,
not
no,
the
really.
OG.
I'm sorry. I hope you learned from this experience. And I'm sorry I failed you somehow.
When Ed came in, our IT guy, and said, bro, my parents listened to the segment on the Odyssey app and left me this voicemail, I lost it. And I said, Ed, when your parents come to town, please bring them in here because I have to hang out with them. She said, just because a few bitter girls in the Midwest said you're not a jerk doesn't mean you aren't.
I make it 51%. I'm sorry I failed you, bro. The quote out of that, I want that to be my ringtone.
I told Ed, our IT guy, I go, I'm going to start using that on Owen and Hudson. I'm sorry I failed you. When you make bad choices,
oof,
I'm sorry I failed you.
Because
that is like the queen matriarch move.
That's the move.
I'm sorry I failed you.
And Dad coming in with coming in, holding his boy down.
Man, I live for that. So there you go. That was the follow-up to the Am I the Jerk, where he broke up with his band over a text and his mom was horrified that he did it over a text. She's like, I raised you better.
I raised you so much better than this. Boy, you are disrespecting your lineage.
I love the voice messages. All right, are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
After that, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I'm looking here and it looks like DZ might be in the hot seat today.
Ooh, that's why it's so warm in here all of a sudden.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
See, it's not just me making confessions on Am I the Jerk, it's DZ too, everybody. And I'm confession free today.
Only one of us is stealing stuff, though.
I stole shampoo once. Okay, DZ, what did you do?
In office stuff the next time.
Leave me alone.
Oh, my bad. This ain't about you. That's right.
It's not about me. Stop trying to deflect. What did you do?
Ali said, da-da-da-da-da.
Enough.
All right.
Fess up.
All right, fair. So as we're, you know, as you may or may not know, I'm an in-game host for the Bucks. You know what I'm saying? I get to do fun stuff with the team and get the crowd hype, both when we're at Fiserv Forum and for the Bucks watch parties that we do.
Which I came to one of the watch parties at Mecca in the Deer District. When they're out of town, you guys throw parties in the Deer District or wherever.
Exactly.
And then you host them, basically.
It's a whole network. So it's not just the Deer District. There's places everywhere.
Oh.
And we could be at virtually any one of them.
Cool.
Right?
Okay.
So this also happened to have occurred at the Mecca.
Oh, again. When I was there?
Not the time you were there.
Different time.
This past week.
Got it.
So we were there and we were a little hungry.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's not me the only person eating, sitting there working. We got DJs. We've got other entertainment staff.
There's staff with you.
Management there. There's probably like 6 or 7 of us, maybe more at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there kicking it, you know, working the game. And I was like, man, I'm starting to get a little rumble in my tummy.
You're getting hungry.
So I hit up the bar manager and it was like, my boy, yeah, what could we do about some cheese curds, man? I'm gonna need the biggest batch you got.
Okay.
Right? He's like, what can we do? So I put in like a quadruple order of cheese curds.
Ordered a ton of cheese curds.
For the table.
Got it.
Ran it, paid for it. Thank you.
Yes.
They bring the cheese curds out and I wasn't expecting this many cheese curds.
Oh no.
It was a lot of cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
Probably over 150 cheese curds on one giant tray.
Oh wow.
It was a lot of cheese curds.
Oh, you ordered more than you thought.
People were grabbing handfuls. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about and just going at it. And I went, oh dang, I'm gonna have enough cheese curds to bring home.
Yeah.
Mentally thought that.
Sure.
Boop. Mentally.
Smart, yeah. I have leftovers for the fam.
For the boys love, well, Sammy, Danny can't eat cheese curds yet.
Sure.
But our 3-year-old can. I'm like, man, me, the wifey, Sammy, we gonna go in on these cheese curds
it's
later.
On.
I'm gonna have a whole fat stack to bring home.
I made dinner. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Look at me being a great dad.
So then what happens next?
I turn around all of a sudden, because it's in between working, right? I'm not just sitting there eating.
Yeah, you turn, you do something on the mic, and then you turn back. Oh, no.
Eat a cheese curd.
Oh, no.
I feel like I'm gone for all of 5 minutes, man.
Oh, no.
And I turn around.
Is this going where I think it's going?
Cheese curds gone.
No.
Gone. I'm talking about the platter gone.
Wait, how many had you eaten?
I ate probably like a good 15, 20 cheese curds.
So you had eaten them.
I had a fill, and everybody else also
had a fill.
Like I said, everybody's grabbing handfuls. I'm thinking, man, there's no way we're going to finish all these cheese curds.
So you were excited to bring food home. Turned around. Who had eaten them? Hell if you know.
Honestly, I turned around and the tray was just gone.
Oh, my God.
The table starts pointing at one particular individual. I'm going to nickname him Ant-Man because he kind of looks like a certain basketball player. Not on our team, but yeah, man. Yeah, either that or Baby Zion. but he's somebody from the squad. And I go, man, you ate all the cheese curds, man. You really finished the cheese curds. I was planning on bringing some home,
man. How many do you think he ate?
I have no clue, but he's a growing boy.
You know what? This is such a Wisconsin, am I the jerk? Who the hell ate my cheese curds? I mean, seriously.
And I dang near want to know, am I the jerk for being a little upset?
Say being mad.
Being mad?
That people ate your cheese curds.
And saying something about it out loud?
Okay, when the reality is, let me think about this.
I didn't really say, hey, make sure I have some to take home. You feel me?
Okay, let me think about that. Let me break this down for a second. One, here's where you went wrong. You bought food for the entire, you just bought food for people and said, here you go, and laid it out. You never once said, but don't eat it all because I want to take some home for my family.
I didn't think about it.
You assumed all these people were not going to be that hungry.
But.
And.
Let me defend myself. Come on.
So you basically said, have at it. Mm-hmm. And when that didn't go your way, and you went, oh man, now I'm mad. You should have just said, I'm getting these for everyone. Had you wanted to take some home, you should have set those aside. Because the second you put them on the table, it became for everybody. Mm. Granted, now if I were you, would I be mad? Hell yeah.
Bruh.
But are you the jerk for being mad people ate the food you bought for the table? Yes, you are.
Oh, come on. Think about it.
Yes, you are.
When I say handfuls, I mean handfuls.
I get it. Not the point.
In my brain, I was like, there's no way we're going to all eat all of these cheese curds.
You know what happens when you assume?
One person at the table didn't even eat cheese, so that's a whole individual that didn't have. Somebody ate somebody else's portions.
You thought somebody couldn't take them down, and somebody showed you they could.
I was wrong.
It didn't matter that you had 150 cheese curds.
Probably
because
more.
You set it out on the table. You should have put had you said, don't eat all these, you thought you were going to walk away and they were going to be there when you came back. And they weren't.
And they weren't.
And that's what you get for saying, have at it.
Man, my boy, the manager, even pulled up with the cheese curds and said, this is probably the most cheese curds we've ever even given anybody, man. I didn't know we could do this.
I don't deny that it was a massive amount of cheese curds and your friend ate a lot.
And he'd be listening, so he could vouch, bro.
Dude, you should have been aware. But honestly, I don't know if I would have assumed or thought in the moment, oh, he's going to take these. It just wouldn't have clicked for me if you didn't say anything.
I mean, come on, though, man. You really think that 1,000 cheese curds are going to be eaten in one sitting? But they were gone in a matter of minutes. Minutes!
414-533-1037. I don't know, because you're asking if you're the jerk for being mad people ate the food you ordered. I get it. You thought there'd be some left over. And the guy should have... There is a common courtesy. Like, I teach my 13-year-old this.
Yeah.
When you go to a potluck at a neighbor's house, you don't eat all the food. You make sure there's enough for everybody. You don't want... Because Owen one time went to our neighbors and picked up, I kid you not, 4 hamburgers and like 3 hot dogs. And I went, put it down.
Whoa, yeah.
You literally cannot take everything off the potluck line, my guy. You have to put some of that back.
Now, get the kicker then.
What's
I'm glad
the
you said that.
Okay, good.
Because they courteously did leave me a singular cheese curd on the tray, dog.
Not the courtesy cheese curd.
The courtesy. They left me the courtesy curd,
bro. The courtesy curd.
They left me the courtesy curd. The curd of curd.
Not the CC.
The CC. They CC'd me on the last curd, bro. And I went, somebody better eat that. Don't disrespect me like that.
It is almost disrespectful at that point to leave one and be like, but I left your one.
Now you see why I'm mad.
Can
I swing some votes in my way? Dang.
All right. I want to know what the listeners are going to say. DZ orders all these cheese curds for the whole staff, the Bucks Entertainment staff, and they actually ate them, and then he got mad because he was going to take some home. All right. Is DZ the jerk for being mad the people ate his food?
Talk to me.
All right.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, look who's in the hot seat today. It's not Alex. Sally. For once, it's DZ. Thank you very much.
Hi. Hola, ¿cómo están? Buenos días.
Hi, hola, ¿cómo están? Muy malo. Naughty, naughty.
Come on, man. Y'all heard me justify myself.
DZ was working his second job with the Bucks. He's an entertainment host for the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm sure you see him if you go to games. He was at a watch party, and he ordered 150. I'm exaggerating.
No, you're not.
Cheese curds for the table, thinking, surely I will have some left over to take home to my wife, Erin, and the kids. And then he went and turned around, and they were gone.
Gone.
So you wanted to know if you were the jerk for being mad that people ate the food you ordered.
I'm a little salty.
All right.
No pun intended.
Right, exactly. Anna's in Milwaukee, and she's got her own theme song. She's one of the originals. Anna. Good morning. Hi. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I try every day, but, you know, can't get through.
That's okay. It's hard. But even for the regulars, the
Harry
OGs, too.
Harry Styles is your theme song, and he's the sexiest man alive now. So look at you, girl. Look at you.
I know, right?
You're winning. All right. Good morning.
Is Easy the jerk? Let's just get to it.
No, I don't think he's the jerk. I think the people at the table were the jerk. You know, be mindful that there's, you know, all these people out there. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can't just eat them all because they're there.
But he bought them for the table. Anna,
I technically did.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't even sound like he had any. Did you have any?
I did. Oh no, I did. I had more than enough, and why I went. Dang, I'm full on cheese curds. Mm-hmm. And if my big body, big boy, thickum shelves is full of cheese curds, there's no way any of the other people I'm with are gonna finish all of these cheese curds.
There's no way.
There was easily 50 cheese curds left when I turned around. Mm.
Tammy texted in and said, first of all, no one reheats cheese curds. They're disgusting.
Unless you got an air fryer, put some respect on my name.
Ah, good idea. She said, but you're being the jerk. You should have ordered a separate order just to go.
I do hear that. I didn't.
You could have put some. Yeah, you could have, you know, put some on the side. But still, I think the table was rude for just, you know, eating them so fast like that.
And I thought it'd be rude if I took a portion away from the table off rip before anybody even grabbed any. That's why I didn't.
Well, and then somebody just texted in, jerk. Yes, but this public shaming is the best thing that could happen to the curd eater.
Chill out.
He might not have realized he has this problem. And now he does. I've been on that end. Hence, no self-awareness.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, you know, be aware that, you know, he did buy him for the table, but still, it doesn't mean you get to eat all of them.
Anna, thank you so much. She says, not the jerk. You got one vote today, DZ.
All right, let's make it two, y'all, please. That's all I need. Anna, appreciate your call. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, fingers crossed for you. Yeah, no problem.
Fingers crossed.
Bye.
Okay. Lala texted in Destiny's wife, and she said, aw, Bendito, DZ, you're a jerk for being big mad. Sorry, should have separated your portion to take home. I agree with Allie on this one.
Man, whatever. Forget y'all.
Well, I have good news. Courtney's in Sheboygan. There might be some hope for you. It's a dude.
I hear Sheboygan's out there struggling right now. Y'all okay?
Coach Court.
Heard y'all got hacked.
We doing all right.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, for real?
We'll get to that later in the show.
We got hacked. I ain't heard about that.
Oh, but listen, we'll address that off air.
Hold on. I'll look it up.
There you go. No, but talk to us.
Courtney, what do you think?
Dave, I'm with you on this one, bro. That's a jerk move.
So he actually thinks you think DZ's the jerk or the other guy?
No. Not the jerk. I'm sorry.
Oh, Coach Court doesn't understand how the segment works.
My boy just came to defend me.
I felt that in my soul, too. I'm like, whoa, this should be implied, the disrespect.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Coach.
Somebody texted in, where were the cheese curds from? Not a jerk. It was that he was hosting a watch party at Mecca. The Deer District. Yeah. It was about the fact that he ordered so many and they ate them all.
I didn't in my brain think that anybody, especially the table I was with, was going to be able to take down that entire table of cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like they covered the table, honestly.
Well, and you know somebody's about to come at you when they start a text by saying, I love you, DZ, but
oh.
You're the jerk. You got to speak up if you intend to save stuff. Plus, those would not have reheated well if you took them home. You don't know that.
You don't know me. You don't know how cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like they should just know, like, all right, the person ordered these. Well, I'm not going to just destroy them.
Courtney, the problem is we're saying they have to have self-awareness and be aware. That's kind of where I was going.
And like, these young kids don't, man.
Yeah.
These young bucks don't.
I mean,
no pun intended.
Courtney, I'm telling you, Owen picked up 4 hamburgers at a potluck, and I went, put those down, dude. There's other people here. Like, are you crazy? I know you're 7 feet tall, but put them down.
Grown boys, though. Right. Grown boys.
We know you can do it. We know you can do it. You just shouldn't.
I can't be mad at it. I forgot that was a thing with these youngins, man. Because at one point, I was eating nonstop, a bottomless pit. Endless.
Did you hear what he just said?
Yes.
He said, just because you can do it doesn't mean
you should. Yes. Coach Court, why do you think he's a coach? Mm. This man be teaching.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for coming.
We appreciate you, man. Yep. We'll talk to you again hopefully soon, man. Peace.
Last but not least is Megan in Muskego. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
They both just said not the jerk to DZ.
Mm-hmm. You got an honorary answer because technically I'm already in the clear.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Clean sweep or no?
I'm sorry, DZ. I love you, but you're the jerk.
Oh, no sweep.
There it is.
And who took my broom, man?
It's always the I love you, but.
I love you, but. Okay, now elaborate, please.
Well, okay, so you paid for them, so you are entitled to take as many as you wanted, like, at the beginning if you wanted to take them home.
I hear you. Okay.
Like, I always feel like if you pay for them, I do not assume people have self-awareness because I've seen it too many. I don't assume people have that. So if my whole thing is, hey, I paid for them, I can bring whatever, do whatever I want with them, I would have just set some aside to begin with.
Touche. Okay.
Well, Mila texted in our girl and said, not the jerk. You'll know the power of the cheese curd for next time.
For real? I didn't
underestimate what these Wisconsin people can do with some cheese curd.
And I knew the curds were good, but I didn't know they was busting like that.
Well, Sierra in Milwaukee texted in and said, DZ's the jerk because he didn't state he wanted to take any home.
I didn't at all. And I guess I hear where you're calling me the jerk because I omitted this part of the story. When I received the cheese curds and I set them down on the table, I mistakenly said, go ahead, go in, y'all. And that's like a misnomer if I'm using that word correctly.
You're hurting your own feelings right now. Look at you.
Yeah, I said go in, y'all. And I didn't really think they was going to go all the way in, y'all.
Yeah, you underestimated the power of the cheese curd.
I underestimated the power of the curd.
And Megan says you're a jerk.
Megan calls me the jerk for it, and I unfortunately see it. Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks, Megan.
Appreciate you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Still not the jerk by definition. Hold me down, Milwaukee. Yeah.
They're trying. Jamie in Milwaukee said, I don't think he's the jerk. I feel like nobody ate that many cheese curds that fast. I bet somebody took some home.
Somebody pocketed some curds?
That would be crazy.
They cuffed some curds on me.
The curd cuffers, the CCers.
We're back to the CCs.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, DZ. Actually, I'm not sorry. You're not the jerk.
I'm not the jerk. It works out.
You had a great day.
Yeah.
Congrats. We have something to give away. We have so much going on.
Whoa.
First day back after Veterans Day, by the way. Shout out to all our veterans. Thank you for your service.
Double salute.
So today on the show and every day this week, the prize is, get ready for this. You about to get nostalgic again?
Well, I'm ready. Again? What is it?
We are giving away tickets to hang out with none other than Ralphie from The Christmas Story.
Oh, snap.
Peter Billingsley.
Oh, Pete. Pete gonna be in town.
Peter Billingsley's coming to town. That is Ralphie from The Christmas Story. And this is gonna be a very fun night, 3 days after Christmas. So maybe you have family in town and you're gonna you're gonna be with the family.
Mm-hmm.
On December 28th, he's going to be doing a screening of A Christmas Story at the Pabst Theater.
Oh, snap. So this here, like, it's a nice little stocking stuffer if you're catching my drift, y'all.
You're gonna watch A Christmas Story with Ralphie.
With Ralph Dog.
I cannot.
Bring the poles, bring the extra layers, bring it all.
414-533-1037. It's on the 28th.
That makes sense.
And so we have been doing Christmas like the 25th, but if he's coming on December 28th at the Pabst Theater, let's do caller 28. How's that?
That sounds great.
All right, caller 28, you're going to see A Christmas Story at the Pabst Theater with Peter Billingsley. You should your eye out. Don't lick the pole.
Hey, lick the pole. He licked the pole. If you know, you know.
Oh, that's
never licked the pole.
Good luck. Kiss FM. Good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Allie and DZ from the Nicolet Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee.
Wepa.
Where do I start? Why are we always confessing on this show? What is the deal?
Allie talking about, I ain't confessing.
Oh, my bad.
No, confess, because you said you messed my family up and you disrespected me?
I disrespected your family, not you. Oh, well, not maybe me. It was you, but listen to this. Do you remember when you came to work one day and you handed me a piece of Tupperware?
Yeah.
And you go, I don't even know. This is some keto dip from my sister-in-law. And you handed it to me.
The pickle dip. It was
the pickle dip. Yeah. And you go, this is from Megan, my Aaron's sister. And I go, thanks. That was so nice of her to think of me because I'm always looking for good, you know, keto recipes or anything I can eat.
That was like 2 weeks ago. How'd you like that?
Dude. So you gave it to me and I put it in the fridge in the production room. I have a hidden fridge. Okay. Let me just, for those of you that just joined the show in the past couple of years and you don't know the backstory, we have a fridge in our production room. When I got divorced, I was mad at my ex-husband. So I stole everything out of his man cave I could at the time, including the fridge. And I brought it to the radio station.
No, that's a good pull. Mini fridges are good pulls.
This is the very petitious parts of divorce. Him and I are cool now, but it was funny at the time. And
does he want his fridge back?
No, I don't even know if he noticed. He left and he didn't notice. So I brought the fridge in here and we've been using it for years, which is hysterical,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's been in here for years.
So, haha, funny now. Wasn't funny at the time.
That's a clutch fridge, though.
It is. It is. I know.
It really is.
I know.
It's our private fridge.
I bought it for his man cave. Trust me, I know. So, when you handed me the dip, I put it in our private fridge, not the community one in the kitchen, okay?
So nobody would eat your pickle dip?
And that's where I hide all the good stuff, like my Diet Coke, because I don't want anybody touching it.
All the goodies.
So, when I got to your house for Danny's first birthday party, which his birthday's tomorrow, but you had the party November like 3rd or something.
Yeah, it was the only weekend that really worked for us. But yeah.
I see your sister-in-law at the party.
Right.
And Megan says to me, hey, Allie, how'd you like the dip? DZ, in that moment, I had to face the facts and go, are you going to lie? Or are you going to tell the truth? Are you going to lie? It wasn't even that I liked it or didn't like it. I forgot about the damn dip. I forgot, period. So
Let me find out.
I looked at your sister and I go, I couldn't lie because I just don't know how to lie. And I go, Megan, I forgot about it and it's still at work in the fridge.
She reminded you of it, dog.
Dude, so in this moment, that was a week ago?
10 days ago.
Forgot about it again.
No. It's still in the fridge?
Talk to everybody? I'm going to walk over there. It's going to give me 10 seconds while you explain me walking and how the station looks.
Do we have to do this, though? Allie. She's out the room. Oh, yep, she's gone. Y'all know she didn't even listen to me. Y'all don't even understand how bad this is about to smell, bruh. This has been like a 10-day process in the making of just fermented pickle dip, and now we're gonna have to smell it in the studio because we're, oh no, there's more. Oh, Lord have mercy. Who are we and what have we done?
Oh, no.
Allie, who are we and what have we done?
Oh no.
Oh no, there's more.
Oh no.
I don't go in that fridge enough, Allie. That's a problem.
I should have filmed this.
That's a problem.
No.
I don't go in that fridge enough and that is a problem.
Now
could throw that container out.
Did you tell everyone what else?
Nope.
Oh, God. Okay.
All I said was, there's more. I just said you were egregious for not listening and say, do we have to do this? Because I'm scared. I don't want to smell that.
Okay, you can't. Okay, the dip is here. You don't want the Tupperware back for Megan?
I don't know.
Well, not only did we forget about the dip, guys.
Man, that's one of our good Tupperware too, Allie, bro. That's one of the good ones with the lids, bro.
Oh,
and I don't even want to know what's in that box. No, don't.
Would you tell them what box I just pulled out of that fridge?
No, I don't want to tell them. I don't want to make this.
I'm embarrassed.
This is beyond embarrassed. I am deceased and decreased. Ain't no way. Allie, ain't no way. This is real life right now when we were live on the air doing this.
We forgot about cream puffs.
Dog.
When was the fair?
Don't ask me. Do not. I cannot.
The fair was like 2-3 months ago.
Lord.
And we have 2 boxes of cream puffs in this fridge, you guys. I'm going to puke.
Don't do it. Why are you opening them?
Because I have to know.
Allie, what are you doing?
Because I have to know.
Please tell. Fingers crossed that the fridge just preserved everything and they are frozen and intact.
Hard as a rock.
That means they're still good.
What?
Yes, we froze them.
The cream puffs are still good. They're frozen.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I'll take it all. I'll take the cream puffs and I'll take the pickle dip. We good, baby. Validation.
Dude.
Now you gotta open the pickle dip.
Okay.
Now you gotta open the pickle dip.
Are you sure?
Yes, do
what
it.
What if the pickle dip's okay? Because I have that fridge at such a cold temp.
And that is a this hermetically disgusting. Sealed lid. So if hermetic. It is cold, no, for real.
What the
if
hell
that
did
is,
you just say? It didn't even make sense. What? Did you make that word up?
We can look it up later. I don't know. I make up words all the time.
So
I say things in Spanish and then like just translate them to English and they're not sometimes real words. Smell it.
Mm.
Really?
It smells like pickles.
Hold on, son.
I don't think I want to eat it, but it's...
Let me smell it, because I remember how it smelled when it was brand
Dizzy,
new.
And you and I are cheap, and we will preserve stuff if we can.
Hey, yo.
We're not afraid to eat things past the expiration. We're crazy like that.
Oh, no, we grew up poor like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
and
we grew
I wasn't
up broke,
poor,
broke.
But my dad acted like we were, so I grew up the same way.
Actually, Allie... I'm not a...
Do you think I can eat it?
I'm not trying
no.
to talk crazy.
We'll
talk in a second, but that don't smell bad. Should Allie eat the pickle dip that's been in the fridge for 10 days?
Absolutely not.
Why can't we ask?
I was in the hospital once with a bacterial infection. Don't get me back in there,
and
man.
And look at you surviving and thriving. Look at you stronger than ever. What's another one?
My body can fight any disease.
Allie, why don't we? I think you could.
I was going to ask what people have forgotten about in their fridge.
That might be a better spirit for you,
but if you want to ask, I don't want it. I'm not eating that. There's no, I don't care what the listeners say, man.
Well, then should Come we on. Put it up to the test?
Yes, 414-533-1037. What's something you forgot about? Oh, my friend Callie texted in and said, Nick, her husband feels like we aren't describing the dip well enough. He keeps yelling, it's pickled. What does that mean?
That it technically wouldn't go bad because it's pickled and it'll keep fermenting. Well, but the thing is that it probably has like cream cheese and other things in there.
You told me that the pickle dip was similar to an egg salad.
It tasted like egg salad to me.
I love egg salad.
Because with the chunk of the pickles, it tasted like egg salad. That's all I could think of.
I don't know. I think
it doesn't smell bad. It doesn't look bad.
It's yellow.
It still looks realistically like, how it looked like when
yellow.
We... Yeah, like the good yellow.
Like egg salad yellow.
Yeah, bro.
What's the good yellow?
You know the good yellow. You know the difference between good yellow and bad yellow.
Fine. What's the last thing you forgot about? And I'll post a damn pic of the pickle dip if you guys are going to be that serious about it. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. We just went live on my Facebook page. You're welcome to see the dip. It's on there now.
If you are wondering what it looks like and why, I think it's probably still okay.
I'm putting it down now. I don't want to look at it.
You gotta put that back in the fridge before it goes bad.
DZ's sister-in-law sent me a keto pickle dip one day. It looks kind of like an egg salad. I forgot about it in the fridge. I ran into her at your son's birthday party, and she went, hey, Allie, how'd you like the dip? She was probably wondering why I never reached out to thank her.
Maybe.
She was probably like, what the hell? Allie never said a word.
DZ never said nothing?
I forgot about it. And so now we're having the argument of, should I eat it or not? But you can look for yourself. It's on my Facebook page now, on Facebook Live. We posted that video. Let's go to the callers. Let's start with Caitlin in Cambridge this morning.
Cambridge? Ooh, sounds fancy. Oh, good morning.
Hi, Caitlin.
Morning, Caitlin.
How many people live in Cambridge, Wisconsin?
Like 1,000, I think.
Exactly.
Not a lot.
And the irony that one of them's name's Caitlin, which is one of Megan's sister's name, one of Aaron's sisters.
Also
that's another
connected.
Sister's name. So just the way the world works. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever forgotten about something in the fridge like we did with cream puffs and pickle dip?
Yeah. We had a really bad one last winter. We had a batch of soup that we had forgotten to freeze. You know when you make a batch of soup and then you eat it straight for 5 days and then you're like, all right, we're souped out.
Yep.
We're going to put it in the freezer now, right?
Right.
And so we took it out in the big pot it was in, set it on the counter, forgot to start putting it into containers because we've got, little kids and life goes on.
Naturally.
And all of a sudden, a day or two later, it's on the counter actually now.
Still.
Kind of shoved in the corner.
Forgotten.
And
with the lid.
Mm-hmm.
Lid is on.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. And I'm pregnant, so at this time, I was.
Oh, no.
I was like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. So I tell my husband, I'm like, hey, this is on you. You got to go dump this in the woods. I can't even smell it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
You know what? Just throw the pot away. We'll buy a new one,
You're
actually.
Like, I'm nauseous thinking about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I thought about throwing the whole pot away.
Yeah. I believe it.
But how long do you think it took him?
No.
To actually go do it. Yeah. I am so embarrassed.
2 hours.
I was going to say two more weeks.
Yeah. It was a long time. Every day I was like, hey, can you please Like, I can actually start to smell it. Like, it's really grossing me out.
He was scared to touch it, too?
It was so awful. Yes.
You know what? It's disgusting.
So did y'all end up throwing the pot away? Please tell me you did.
You know, it actually, you know what he told me? There was not a lot of mold or anything gross in it. And
even worse. Now you're just using the most processed products you've ever
shocked.
Had.
I am shocked. Was it a McDonald's soup?
It was fries, yeah.
No, I don't even remember what kind of soup it was. I really don't know. But I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And shout out to McDonald's. I saw they were doing dollar drinks at 76 in Oklahoma again yesterday. Right. I went, okay.
They got dollar nuggets, dog. You think I ain't pull up?
Well, when they got rid of the dollar drinks, I got sad, so I was happy to see him back at that one at least. Fair, all right. Fair. Thank you so much.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't it right? I don't know if it's just that one or all of them, so I'm not going to say it's just that one as of right now.
Well, I got the app. The app told me they got dollar
nuggets. I vote pickle dip is still good because if you buy a brick of cream cheese at the store, the shelf life is like,
you're right.
2 months or whatever.
What? Hold on. We need to know the ingredients. That's right. We need to know what the ingredients are, and then we'll know if it's still good because she's right.
Valid. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so all the ingredients separately are all good. Cool. You know, and there's vinegar in pickles, which is preserving. So
that's true. They use vinegar to preserve apples. When you do apple slices, that's some of what they use. Yeah.
Points for you, all Caitlin. Right. Good point. Yeah.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
Bye. All right, last but not least, Danielle is in Butler, and I just want to congratulate her. This is day 5. Danielle has finally earned a theme song. Congratulations. The town of Butler now has a person.
Butler stand up.
Hallelujah.
Represent.
You might as well be the mayor if they have one. That's all I got to say about that, Danielle.
Something like that.
Something. Good morning. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. I don't know what song I'm going to pick, but I'll figure it out soon.
Figure it out another day. It's fine.
And you can text us if you want. Same number. Just sign your name so we know it's you and we got that song. If you think about it later.
Oh, I always do. I always sign my name. Eat the pickle dip. It's fine.
Eat the pickle dip?
It was frozen.
These are crazy. Okay, so what? Allie, okay, really?
Can I ask a different question? How was the cream in the cream puff?
I didn't touch that.
The cream looks perfectly preserved.
Listen, just because I'm the cream
if
puff champion.
If it's perfectly preserved, then Danielle, it's frozen.
Danielle, I was trying to brag. Just because I'm the cream puff champion in the state 2 times in a row at the Wisconsin State Fair does not mean I'm eating a 2-month-old cream puff, okay? Now I'm done bragging.
I'm not.
You're saying what?
You can brag that you can preserve it that long.
So Allie's basically just flexing because she's always got cream puffs at the ready in case somebody's trying to challenge her to a cream puff eating contest.
Okay, wait. That's rock hard.
I'm telling you, it's
the
preserved.
The cream is rock hard.
It's frozen.
It looks like the day they brought them. I swear they do.
You think so?
Then it's frozen. If it was all melted and gross and like
not
into the puff, let's just say.
Fine. Yep. Am I going to go
Then I would say don't eat the pickle dip.
Fine.
That's my theory.
Okay,
it's
do I go back?
The cream puff is fine.
If I go back on Facebook Live and I eat it and I die, now it's all on video. Okay, come on,
you're not gonna die.
Allie, eat the pickle dip.
Okay, fine. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I just want to say that we now are giving away another trip to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour, baby,
and another one. Yeah,
these are tickets that are impossible to find unless you want to play $4,000 like my friend did. And I went, whew, must be nice.
Ooh, listen. I got to buy a new roof first.
Yeah, download the Odyssey app and listen through November 22nd. You listen to Kiss FM for 1 hour each day you listen. You get entered to win that trip to see Taylor at the Eras Tour in Vancouver on December 8th. So we're sending you like in a few weeks if you win this trip. Wait, did I mention it's the closing night of the Eras Tour? Did I mention that
this
part?
This is so dope, but I don't want to be shouting out Canada today.
Canada!
Oh, we played the Raptors today.
Oh, the Bucks played. Oh,
so
geez.
Now I'm conflicted because I'm like, well, yeah.
Well, never mind. Well, listening, the Odyssey app's free.
But it's Taylor Swift.
And
so
it's worth it. Okay.
It is worth it.
So enough about the Odyssey app and winning that trip to see Taylor. Yeah. I need to hear more about this wedding because when you told me you were going to a wedding this weekend where it was a destination Milwaukee, I went, wait, people have destination weddings in, like, I had got married in Milwaukee and everybody flew here because I'm not from here.
Right.
But I didn't consider it a destination wedding.
It was a destination wedding.
What the hell?
They live in the state of Wisconsin, right?
Where did they live in? Not in Milwaukee?
Janesville, I believe.
Ah. Go on.
So, but they frequent the area. Now, I am pretty sure my guy went, not pretty sure, I do know he went to Platteville.
Oh, he did.
So
oh.
He, yeah, he's been mm-hmm. up here for a little bit. When they met, you know, they started dating. They,
yeah.
They moved in together, the whole nine. And before their wedding, you know, would frequent Milwaukee, mm-hmm. fell in love with the city,
yeah.
are trying to move closer. And I'm like, yes, come to
because
the mill.
Even though Janesville's not that far, it still ends up we never see each other.
Exactly.
You gotta, it's a whole ordeal now to drive.
So
yeah.
If I can get you an hour closer, let's do that.
Hell yeah.
You're right? So we're like, oh, fantastic. But the wedding was literally a Milwaukee destination wedding from the beginning, jump to at the church,
uh-huh.
St. James,
uh-huh.
right? Off of Wisconsin.
Oh, you said it was by Marquette.
Over by Marquette.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Literally right there. Mm-hmm. To then, boom, afterwards, we had a little in between time between the ceremony and the reception. You know how there's that gap?
Yeah.
This was a couple hours gap.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up over at Drink Wisconsibly
mm-hmm.
for, you know, a little happy hour, if you will, to celebrate the bride and groom. The whole wedding party's there. A lot of the guests are there chilling. Drink mm-hmm. Wisconsibly, another Milwaukee staple because it's right inside mm-hmm. of Deer District at Feist Reform. So it's like smack dab in the middle of downtown.
This was so Wisconsin, this whole wedding.
They were jam-packed with everything to do. I'm talking about every single detail. Shout out to my guy, Josh, but bigger shout out to his wife, Sarah, because when I say she should be a wedding planner,
really?
She could do this in her sleep.
Why?
Gee, the details. I guarantee you I'm going to forget something, but I'm going to try to not. When we got to the reception,
yeah.
right? The reception's at the Bog. More Wisconsin. We drove all the way to Port, bro.
I was like, what's the Bog? The Bog is a place in Port Washington?
Golf course. Beautiful golf course.
Oh, it's a golf course. I thought it was a bar.
No,
I'm
no.
like, Bog must be a bar. Nah, huh? In Wisconsin.
The Bog's a golf course.
God, and that's where the reception was
yep.
in Port Washington. Ah.
All the way tucked in the back in that bar, and anybody that's ever played the Bog or been mm-hmm. in the Port area kind of knows what it is, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful setup. And literally left to right, everywhere you looked, everything you did, there was something to do. If you were bored at this wedding,
it's like Vegas. It sounds like, I know you've never been to Vegas.
No.
It sounds like Vegas where, do you want to go to a show? Do you want to go to a club? Do you want to go to dinner? Do you want to gamble? Do you want to go see somebody on the strip giving a tattoo?
Yep.
Do you want to go
yep.
get a tattoo? Do you
yep.
want to go shopping? Do you want to,
yep.
I mean, it's like, do you want to go to the pool? Do you want to, get a massage? I mean, Vegas is like, what do you want to do next?
Gee.
Is this wedding like that?
Let me try to
oh
run
my
through
God,
it.
It's like an amusement park.
And I think I'm going to have
like great.
To speed talk because.
Oh, I love it.
Because.
Do you like me?
Let me rapid fire. Let me spit fire this. So you walk in at the gate, at the door, they have a beautiful mirror that you can take a selfie in that says, you know, celebrating Josh and Sarah. Boom.
Immediately
you, had me
you
got
mirror.
Photo op. Beautiful photo
Wait,
op.
Selfie? The selfie station was a mirror selfie?
No, this was just to walk into the reception.
Oh,
this was just a beautiful mirror with ornate, you know,
oh,
decorations.
God.
Then you walk in and it's like, oh, the card area where you can drop off presents, cards. Mm-hmm. Next to the card area, they had a beautiful wooden that my guy Josh made because he has a wood business. It's like a dust lodge, whatever, wood burning. This, the dust sign. So instead of a guest book, they did a hanging sign that's going to be in their living room, a wooden hanging sign that mm-hmm. says the dust, family name, all that. Everybody could sign it. They're going to put it up in their home somewhere later.
Their last name's Dust?
Yeah.
So that's why when Aaron was posting and I saw the stories, it was like from dust.
Till dust do us part.
Yeah, that was I was so
it
was like,
lit.
I thought they were saying literally like till we die and get cremated. And when they said till dust.
Double entendre, baby. That's their last name.
It was his last name.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Add that with the wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the gifts, next to the guest book signing board,
yeah.
you know, the decoration, they have a phone booth so you could leave them a voice message.
A phone booth? That's a new wedding feature I've never heard of. I've seen the photo booth. I've never seen a phone booth.
It was a phone booth that you could pop into, leave the bride and groom a message for them to hear back later.
It's such a radio person's thing to start. Why didn't we think of that?
They had multiple photo booths. They had a painter upstairs that was painting the wedding from the ceremony.
Are you kidding?
They had a person, a separate person, sketching important people, mom, dads, groomsmen, bridesmaids, sketching them separate.
Okay, Mona Lisa, okay.
Two different bars. They had the whole outside set up with bags. They had cigars. They had Jenga, giant Jenga, fire going outside.
Was this
they
the best
tattoos.
Wedding you've ever been to?
Aside from our wedding,
keep
because,
it real.
Because your own wedding is the best wedding.
Obviously.
Wedding of the decade.
Really?
They had tattoos for the kids. They everything. Everything was thought out. Everything was perfect.
Can
they
I ask
had
a question?
Matches. Ask me anything.
What do they do for a living? Because it sounds like a teacher or somebody crafty came up with all this.
So he works as an engineer.
And it's not about money. It's literally about idea. Like, I'm curious what they do for a living and why they're so creative.
They're very creative
That's
people.
That's kind of what,
he's an engineer. engineer and does and has his own wood burning business.
Ah,
where he
you
makes,
said that.
You know, he made all the bag sets.
So
and
he's
all,
crafty.
Anything, crafty.
He's crafty.
She's a registered nurse, but you could tell she is a juggernaut of the creativity mind because he at one point made a speech and said, "This is all her. I don't want y'all to think that I had any hand in this. Mm. Everything you see, the entertainment you have, this is my beautiful wife. Wow, let's clap it up." And everybody clapped it up because
what would you have done if he had said, "This is thank you, wife, for this was Pinterest, everybody." Would you have died? Would you have died? No, you wouldn't.
Nope,
you would have laughed.
I would have laughed, bro. And she was hilarious the whole night, bro. It, honestly, 10 out of 10. You know what? That's not even enough respect. 12 out of 10 wedding with everything they thought of. In my head, I was like, there's nothing more you could add.
I love this. I want to know, because it is, I mean, people get married all year round now. Yep. I've been to a Christmas wedding. It was one of the most beautiful things in Sheboygan one year at Blue Harbor. It was snowing. It was a beautiful wedding, honestly. I would never want to do it in the snow, but it worked. What are some of the best things to entertain guests at a wedding besides an open bar?
Well,
we already know that's entertainment.
Of course.
I mean, the phone booth was new to me.
Everything was
I've heard of the photos, never the phone.
Did I mention the bubbles? We had bubbles too.
Bubbles.
I was lit all night with the bubbles. Bro, they had the caricatures, big faces of the bride and groom. Listen,
it's the details for them.
No details missed. And I'm like, what else is there? Because they had everything at their wedding. What else is there?
Somebody texted in and said, "DZ, I worked that reception at the Bog. I'm so happy you enjoyed yourself. It was a very beautiful reception."
Yeah, I was the one black dude getting lit.
Oh, somebody texted in and said, "I have a recording from my dad's baptism. He's 70 now. It's so cool to hear all the family members young, my grandparents especially." Hmm.
So maybe the phone booth is a reception.
Maybe that's a thing.
Ooh.
I don't know. Okay, well, what are some of the best ways to entertain guests at a wedding? The extraordinary. The stuff you haven't seen. 414-533-1037. I'm curious what they're going to say. Abby texted in and she said, "My friend and her hubby did the phone at their wedding as the guest book idea." Oh.
That's cool.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ.
And might I add, they also had Tots on the Street pull up.
The
gourmet truck.
They had the food truck?
Hannah and them, the owners of Gourmet Tots. Yeah, yeah. They had Tots on the Street pull up too. My bad. I forgot that major detail.
You know what? Somebody else texted in and they said, "My brother had a make your own s'more station." Do you remember? You might not remember, DZ, the pictures from Penny's wedding. My sister, when she got married, we had a s'more station. And some of the best pictures are from us over the fire.
Aww.
They're really cute pictures.
All together with the Malos over the flame.
Wearing a fancy dress over a bonfire. It's pretty funny.
That's actually a cool picture. I can picture it.
So let's go to Ashley in Milwaukee. We're talking about the really cool things you've seen at weddings. Hi, Ashley.
Morning.
Good morning. So my husband and I got married on Halloween 9 years ago.
Ooh, congrats.
At Discovery World in Milwaukee.
What a memorable wedding. Halloween at Discovery World. Love it.
It was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So our guests actually had access to the aquarium downstairs, so they got to pet the stingray and just see all the fish and all the cool things down in the museum there. So, and then our catering was absolutely delicious. Bartolotta's in Milwaukee. Oh my gosh.
Well, listen to this. Somebody texted in and said, "My friend had a summer wedding and she did a bounce house obstacle course."
That's awesome.
Did you have a bounce house obstacle course at the aquarium?
Seriously. Oh, I wish.
No, right now we all wish.
Listen, if they're not going to let you swim in the aquarium in your dress, I'm not doing it, okay? Like, no thank you.
You know she got a little special treatment, dog. Come on, Discovery's dope.
It is. I have one more question for you because I got married in November a million years ago and I'm divorced, obviously, but I remember trying to book the wedding and when Halloween came up, I didn't want it. And some people, that's the thing, you either want a Halloween wedding or you don't. So I'm curious, Ashley, that's my final question. Did you intentionally want the Halloween wedding or was that the only date available?
No, it happened to be the only day available and they gave us the fall.
See, because nobody wants it. People want it, but nobody wants it.
It or you don't, or you take it because that's all you got.
And I knew it when she
said that. But it's awesome because nobody, like, we don't forget our anniversary. Forget our anniversary.
Y'all better not. Well, now it's monumentous for everybody in your lives because it's not only Halloween.
Yeah.
It's Ashley and her husband's wedding.
But don't have kids because then you're going to be mad you're now stuck with them on Halloween on your anniversary.
That part.
Still love that song. 103.7 Kiss FM. Nothing like a good throwback once in a while with Mario.
Listen, that song will never be old.
Never.
Never.
It's Allie and DZ, and I've been dying to play some of our voice messages on the air before Am I the Jerk today, because listen to this, everybody.
I'm listening.
So there is a new feature on the Audacy app. If you download our free app, AUDACY, not only can you listen to our whole show every day, commercial free and music free and all that, but we're also giving away a trip to the final night of the Eras Tour with Taylor Swift. Big news on Kiss FM this week.
Who just got chills? Yeah, you could. You just got to listen on the app.
December 8th in Vancouver, we're sending somebody. And to get entered, you just listen to Kiss FM for 1 hour. You're already listening to our show. You might as well just listen through the app and get that entry.
That part.
1 hour of listening gets you an entry every single day. Okay. So when you're on the app, you can also send us a voice message.
Low key, this may or may not be, aka is, our definitely new favorite feature.
It's by far, because I love listening to the messages they leave us. Natalie in Menominee Falls, who actually won one of the trips we gave away. What a
small world.
Wild.
I mean, well, when you're dedicated, the world gets smaller.
Natalie won a trip to Vegas to see Maroon 5 a year ago, actually. And now she left us a voice message. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hi, Allie and DZ. It's Natalie in Menominee Falls. And today is my 40th birthday.
Wepa.
I just wanted to say hey and hope you have a great day.
Aww.
And happy birthday to Danny tomorrow.
Aww.
Love you guys.
Aww, we love you too, back. Natalie.
And happy birthday. Woo! 40. Hey, 40. Hey,
And tomorrow is your one-year-old's birthday, Danny.
1 year old. One.
Now, before we get into Am I the Jerk, I have to play one more little message. And this, get ready. I could listen to this thing over and over.
I said I want this as my ringtone. I wasn't lying, Allie.
Our IT guy, Ed, we called him Eddie because he was on Am I the Jerk last week because we didn't say what he did. Now I'm outing him. I don't care.
Shout out Edelsworth.
Yep, Edelsworth, our IT guy who moved here from Boston, everybody. And you're going to be able to tell by the way his parents are yelling at him in his voicemail.
Just wait.
He was on Am I the Jerk last week for breaking up with his bandmates over a text.
Yep, text.
And his mom was so mad at him for doing that. Like, she was like, I raised you better. So after we did that Am I the Jerk, his parents went back and listened to the segment on the Odyssey app and left him this voicemail, you guys. Listen, this is the voicemail his parents left him.
Hi, Ed. Mom, I just listened to the broadcast, and I have to say that I am so happy to hear that people, you know, agreed with me that it was a jerk move. I mean, you know.
The consensus was he wasn't a jerk.
No.
Pops.
It's because a few bitter girls from the Midwest decided that it wasn't. That it wasn't a jerk move does not make it right.
It was like 50-50.
It's 50. Well, I make it 51.
No games.
I make it 51%. Yeah, no, really. I'm sorry. I hope you learned from this experience. And I'm sorry I failed you somehow.
I want his parents to come visit so bad, and I want to hang out with them when they do. Because when she said, I'm sorry I failed you, I'm using that on Owen and Hudson now.
That's a line.
That's the best guilt line I've ever heard in my life.
That's a closer
sorry
right there.
I failed you?
What else do you say to that? Hey, Edelsworth better be back in this band. That's all I know.
So there you go. If you heard that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Am I the Jerk last week? That was his parents railing on him, or at least his mom.
Not failing mama.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know she walked away from dad after she said, I'm 51%, that's it.
She's like,
that's it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.